The Olympics are nearly over, and despite frustrating many with tape-delayed broadcasts, they will go down as a big win for NBC. Joining us to talk about that and the future of Olympic broadcasts is Matt Rausch, TV Guide Entertainment Editor. Matt, can you give us an idea of just how successful these Olympic broadcasts were?
Well, from NBC's point of view, they were going into the games thinking they were going to lose $100 million or more dollars on it. It looks like they may break even, actually, because the ratings were sustained and they were so much higher than expected. And you know, all bets were off because of the nature of social media sort of spoiling the events before they were able to air in primetime. And so that the packaged nature of the primetime games was always in question before you come into a situation like this. I mean, they knew that with that being in London that there was no way they could air anything live in primetime. So it was a calculated bet on their part that the people would still sit still for this kind of programming. But the packaging is good. It's the kind of thing we like to see. There was a lot of really good results and terrific sports competition all the way through the games, and that kind of helped as well. And then there was just enough live things. Like right now, if you're watching the Olympics, you could be seeing the basketball final live on TV, which sometimes happens. So you get a little bit of live during the day, and so there was just enough of that. So I think in that regards, they look at it as a win. And you think 4 years from now, it's going to be in Rio, the Summer Games. It'll be much more on our time frame. And so maybe it will be less of an issue then in terms of what they do in prime time. But there will still always be, as long as they pay this kind of money for it and get most of their coin out of the prime time packaging, that you're going to see still a fair amount of packaging of events that have already happened. Even if there are more opportunities to do live things in prime time, they'll always go live when they can. But the fact is that we still like the Olympics as a TV show, and it's watched a lot by people who don't watch sports for the rest of the year. This is just a big, big entertainment get for NBC, and they just really are keeping their fingers crossed the halo effect is going to continue to impact their primetime lineup and the Today Show, which has been doing really great after losing to Good Morning America right before the games began. So there was a lot at stake for NBC to keep the games and to keep paying for them and to do well by them, and I guess they did this year.
So Rio won't really be an issue because there isn't much of a time difference, but won't people not really be as on board with these tape delayed things in the future because we get so used to consuming content on demand with our DVRs and things like that?
Well, they did. You know, we'll see what happens, and as the technology changes, and who knows what it'll be like in 4 years. That this idea that NBC sort of did this, and this was an innovation for them this year to have the live streaming on NBCOlympics.com. There were some issues with the buffering and things crashing a little bit here and there if you were watching some of your favorite events in real time, but it didn't seem to impact the desire to watch the shows in your pretty HD on your TV set in prime time as well. So in 4 years, things could change. You never know, but they have paid a lot of money to keep the rights to the games going through 2020. I believe NBC has exclusive rights to the games all through that time. So we'll see what happens in years to come. This was a year that people thought it might make or break. NBC did quite fine by them, so I don't see them changing their act anytime soon.
Okay, and as the Olympics come to a close, Shark Week starts off. What do we expect this year?
Well, it's the 25th anniversary year of Shark Week. It starts tonight. You can just tell that the cable networks, everybody else, was sort of waiting for the Olympics to be over so they could do big deals. But it's, you know, 25 years of this franchise that helped put Discovery on the map. One of their big ticket items comes tomorrow night, a special called Sharkzilla. And Sharkzilla sounds like one of those crazy sci-fi Saturday night drive-in type movies. But Sharkzilla is about the recreation of a sort of prehistoric skeleton of a big beast of a prehistoric shark that, like, was the size of a bus. It was called the Megalodon, which also sounds like a horror movie, but that's going to happen Monday night with the Mythbusters involved in, you know, telling you what's fact and what's fiction. But there is a fascination every summer with sharks, and Shark Week has done well by Discovery. See no reason for that to end either.
Matt Rausch, TV Guide Entertainment Editor, thanks for being with us as always.